You're listening to SBS News.
In a televised address to the nation, French President Emmanuel Macron has announced a three-week nationwide school closure and a one-month domestic travel ban to slow the spread of COVID-19. The move's a departure from the government's policy in recent months, which has focused on regionalized restrictions to limit the impact on the economy. School closures were seen as a last resort, but President Macron says the epidemic is accelerating.
Ce serait faux de dire que si nous ne faisions rien,
it would be false to say that if we were to do nothing, things will improve on their own. No, we would put ourselves in a delicate situation of a potential saturation of all the country.
In a boost to France's vaccination campaign, health officials are aiming to open up to 200 mega vaccination centres to administer 1 million doses a week. At the iconic National Stadium of France on the outskirts of Paris, workers are setting up tents to serve as vaccination booths. The stadium's Director of Institutional Relations, Loïc Duracel, says the success of the programme depends on the availability of doses.
We have been offering our services for more than a year as screening and vaccination centres, because this is a very large facility used to host a very large number of people. So we are clearly able to rapidly increase our capacity. The catch is, of course, the availability of the vaccine doses.
Brazil has documented a record number of daily coronavirus deaths, with 3,780 in 24 hours. The nation currently accounts for about a quarter of the world's daily COVID-19 deaths. Cemeteries are holding funerals at night to accommodate all the burials, with workers in personal protective equipment moving between groups of mourners. Infectious disease specialist Alexandra Nembachobos says the country needs to act quickly to reduce the number of deaths.
Brazil needs to rapidly increase the speed of vaccinations, primarily among the most vulnerable populations, to stamp out speech supporting treatments that science hasn't shown to be effective against COVID-19, and lastly, improve vigilance and tracing of the mutant strains of the virus that could be more aggressive.
A court in the Czech Republic has overturned a coronavirus testing requirement for people entering the country, finding it violates basic rights contained in the Czech constitution. The measure requires travellers to provide a negative COVID-19 test before departure to the Czech Republic. In Belgium, a court has ordered the government to lift all COVID-19 restrictive measures within 3 weeks. Residents are currently banned from travelling abroad and mask wearing outdoors is compulsory. A local rights group challenged the legal basis of the restrictions. The government says it will appeal the court decision. Unusually warm weather in Belgium is making the fight against coronavirus extra challenging. Thousands of people have packed beaches and parks, ignoring mask wearing rules. To global vaccination efforts, and Pfizer says a study has found its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and strongly protective in children as young as 12. The vaccine is currently authorized for use in people aged 16 and older, but vaccinating children of all ages will be critical to stopping the pandemic. Preliminary data from a study of over 2,000 volunteers in the United States aged 12 to 15 showed there were no cases of COVID-19 among fully vaccinated adolescents. Europe's medicines regulator has again defended the AstraZeneca vaccine, saying it hasn't identified any risk factors for clotting after inoculation. Canada, Germany, France and Spain are among several nations that have limited use of the shot to older people and essential workers after a small number of people experienced blood clots after getting the vaccine. The head of the European Medicines Agency, Emma Cook, says its safety committee is looking further into the matter, but evidence so far indicates the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks.
According to the current scientific knowledge, there is no evidence that would support restricting the use of this vaccine in any population.
Yemen has just received 360,000 doses of the AstraZeneca jab. It's the first batch of coronavirus vaccines delivered to the nation via the United Nations-backed COVAX initiative. UNICEF representative Philippe Duhamel says people most at risk of contracting the infection will get the shot first.
The Ministry of Health will start targeting health workers and frontline health workers who are more exposed to the virus, of course.
Mali has launched its vaccination campaign with AstraZeneca vaccines from the COVAX program. The country's health minister was the first person to receive the shot. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.